A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on November 11th, 2019. And this is Kips Dube on Live Talk.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri.
Tonight on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about new immigration regulations in South Africa relating to children unaccompanied by two parents.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077. And as usual, we call you back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave. Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, at www.voashona.com, and at www.voaindebele.com.
Thanks for joining us. And for those that have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk on the Diaspora Forum, we are talking about the relaxation of immigration rules relating to children.
The Minister of Home Affairs says foreign visa-exempt children are no longer required to present a birth certificate, parental consent letter or other supporting documentation, such as a death certificate or court order, when traveling with one parent, legal guardian, or someone other than a parent or legal guardian.
This waiver, according to the Minister of Home Affairs, is granted on condition that all other requirements for entry and departure from South Africa shall be complied with.
And to join our discussion, please do remember to call us on our number 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you back.
Yeah, Baba. Yeah, kunjani mfowethu.
Ah, ngiyagula. Lamhla kuyagodola.
Kuyaqanda mfowethu.
Kuyaqanda.
Ukhathi lapho uyala.
Mm. Uyakwihlela.
Ha, uzalunga mfowethu. Shayitiye, itiye kakhulu. Wehlise ile coffee, eh?
The coffee.
Yeah.
Coffee will make me cough.
Coffee and Cremona.
No, but coffee will make me cough.
It will make you better. Yeah, kunjalo ke lapho lo jonga. Siyalubamba ke udaba lwethu namhlanje lapho sikhangela khona okwenziwe lilizwe la South Africa. Kulombiko oyethulwe yiMinister of Home Affairs ethi abantwana abaya kwele South Africa kumbe abavela kwele South Africa belomzali oyedwa okwamanje sebevunyela ukuthi bachaphelaye. Okusemthethweni bengatholanga ama-affidavits kumbe bengatholanga okubhalwe ngumthethwandaba kumbe khona okukade kudingwa ukuthi kube khona. Siyakwazi ukuthi bekufunakala ama-birth certificate, kufunakala ama-death certificate, kumbe kufunakala umzali ukuthi abhale phansi ukuthi hayi umntwana ungaqhubeka laye. So kuthiwa konke lokho hayi kungani kuyabekwa eceleni, so sungazenzela santando nje ngomntanakho. So ke kodwa ke ulizwe le-South Africa lithi konke lokho kumele kwenziwe nxa ukuthi umuntu engena kwele South Africa okusemthethweni. So ungathi folokohlwe khona ngale ke kwele South Africa ungene lo mntwana kumbe wenze konke ongavunyelwayo balibisele ekhaya ngoba labe lingangena ngokusemthethweni. Kunjalo ke nxa uhamba lo mntwana ungela maphepha akho ukuthi uye khona ngale bakubisela emuva. So ke sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi lilibona njani udaba lolu. Sicela lisithumezele inombolo zenu kunombolo ye WhatsApp at 01-202-465-0318. Ye kunjalo ke jonga.
Ah, ndiraiti shamwele. Nasi rukurukura nyaya ino gona kufadza vabereki wakawanda ku Zimbabwe nekune dzimwe nyika. Vanenge vachigara mu South Africa kana kuti vanoda kushanya mu South Africa. Takaona svondo rapera nemusi wechishanu gurukota rezve mukati me South Africa, mukati menyika vachisaina mutemo unobvumidza kuti mwana anenge aine mubereki mumwe chete kana kuti munhu anenge achichengeta mwana iyeyo kana kuti anenge aine mumwe waanenge achifamba naye anga asingatarisirwi kunge achizoburitsa magwaro anobva kana kudare kana mabirth certificate nezvimwe zvakadaro kana tsamba inobva kune mumwe mubereki inenge ichipa mvume yekuti mwana yanga achifambwa naye kupinda muSouth Africa. Vakarerutsa mutemo iwoyo, tinoona kuti vakawanda vabereki vanga vachinetseka zvikuru nekuti unofanira kunge uchiwana tsamba inobva kune mumwe mubereki anopa mvumo yekuti ndabvumidza jonga kandemiri kuti anga achifamba nemwana wangu zvazvichinetsa vanhu vakawanda asi vamwe vari kutiyo neimwe nzira zvinogona kuita kuti vana vange vakungobiwa vachitakurwa ingadzi child trafficking nokuti munhu anongoenda ungonopinda nemwana achingotarisira kuti mwana yake kana aine passport inenge ichingomubvumidza kuti apinde muSouth Africa opindwa naye tichanzwa kwamurimi vateereri vedu kuti munoona sei nyaya iyoyo chirongwa ndechenyu pindai muchirongwa iye zvino Gibbs tava nemudare wedu wekutanga tina Dr. Vusumuzi Swanda is with the African Diaspora Global Network in South Africa. Welcome Dr. Swanda to our show.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me and greetings to your listeners.
Thank you so much. Lamhla sicela ukuthi ukhulume ama language amathathu.
Yeah, kunjalo sibili yakubeka ukuthi ujonge. Sichaze ngesikhiwa ke mfowethu. So what is your understanding of the new regulations?
Could you please come again?
What is your understanding of the new regulations? Pertaining
well,
to children, yes.
The regulation basically, you know, exonerates foreign parents, you know, from the requirement that they have, you know, for example, unabridged, you know, birth certificates and other requirements, you know, to for traveling with unaccompanied children, particularly maybe even by both their parents and that. Now, what that means is specifically that only people coming from South Africa are going to be allowed, you know, to do this. But South Africans are not allowed to take the children out of the country, you know, without those requirements as were promulgated in 2014. We are very worried about that because that actually, in our view, it shows how much South Africa cares about its people and its children. And, you know, migrant children, therefore, are not protected at all. I mean, you know, South Africa has got one of the best laws. It might appear stringent when it comes to children, you know, the protection of children in terms of the Child Protection Act of 2005 and the Children's Court and all that. So just to allow, I know that a lot of migrant parents, for example, like, you know, Zimbabwe, that often want their children to come and visit them during holidays, it's going to give them a reprieve. But our biggest concern is the best interest of the child. And speaking from a legal perspective, I mean, as a legal practitioner, one of the things that I understand is that the best interest of the child, you know, should always be in anyone's mind when dealing with issues that relate to a child. So we cannot just have a law that comes and says migrants can now bring their children without the proper, you know, additional security documentation, and then we get excited about that, because one of the biggest problems that we have right now is the issue of child trafficking, and particularly for, I mean, you know, the sex industry or prostitution and drug-related issues. As I'm speaking now, we are sitting with a case that actually, you know, I'm not going to say a lot about it, but we have, you know, a very young lady that traveled to Zimbabwe from Zimbabwe into South Africa. And the circumstances, you know, under which this young lady traveled and that she's in are actually pointing to, you know, probably, you know, something much bigger that looks like, you know, human trafficking. And we are very concerned. So the South African government is not doing, you know, the African people a service at all by doing this.
Pakauma apo Dr. Swanda. Nokuti wakawanda wari kufunga kuti aiwa zvatovanakira kana vakanga vanga vachinetseka kuti vanga vachiwana tsamba kubva kune mumwe mubereki vanenge vakungokwanisa kungofamba nemwana vari vega. Mungangoti tsanangurei kuti mutemo uyu wakanaka here kana kuti wakaipira vana veZimbabwe? I think we have lost Dr. Vusumuzi Swanda. We'll try to reconnect.
Yes, we don't know whether we've got another caller or not on the line. So it seems as
yes,
if
we... Hello? Yes, hello, who is that? Yes, dear now. Mkoma Dominic. Murukufona murukupi Mkoma Dominic.
South Africa.
South Africa, tipe ufungwa zenyu.
Na ndiro kuti ndira vatira iriga ndakanaka zvikuru but ma idambudziko nere kuti pa border we yanyanya kwa direct kuti pa bosale uri wakanyanya kuti kata kami dah ini cuma kita aja mah foreign kan. Baru kata kami ni mungkin Amerika pun boleh, kita mungkin tak boleh. Nampak ini mungkin tak boleh. Ini berat. Ini final 300 kamu. Ini boleh sini ni. Ini kan tinggal nak four. Two more 2000 something ni. Baru ini orang ini juga nak foreign kan. Baru mungkin tak faham betul macam ni tu kami dah kita. Angkanya dari Maria kata tuan dah. Ini berat. Baru mana ini dia cara pampuk.
Mukoma Dominic ndoda kubvunza kuti mune muchibhadhara choko muhomwe why are you paying
wano badhara maron ndi badhara file because auna kana like ile dose ma papers ngaba izi like kiza uya kuba busa kaze uya rara ndambu wamudzokera kuti mbabu pano mfano udiwa maya file ndi
ndo mapepa ka ari kunzi ne South Africa hapana rimwe bepa richadiwa kana muine passport yenyu imi kana mapiwa visa remazuva 30 zvikanzvingori mu order izvo zvekuti mune passport yenyu nemvume yekuti munge muchipinda nekubuda mu South Africa hapana mwe munhu anofana kuzenga achikuti choko muhomwe kana makubhadhara choko muhomwe kupara mhosvaka uko nokuti munofananga muine mapepa anokubvumidza kupinda mu South Africa abviswa ndiwa yekuti unonzi mwana kuti anga achiuya kokuona iwe baba ku South Africa unofananga wakasaina futi tsamba inenge kuti mwana wangu achafamba na amai vake ini ndini baba wacho muisa affidavit nezvimwe zvakadaro ndo zvabviswa
na iri ndandira vachairo dzava dzinotiri nani kuti kwaza kuti kana mudzidzi kwacho icha kubau
eh
uya kune kana wochani zvakaoma
yeah thank you mkoma munotaura kana munotaura futi chirungu here nekukuluma yeah. All right, Mkoma. Thank you so much. Okay, that's our first caller. Is yes. Mkoma Dominic calling from South Africa. He thinks that this is a welcome move. It will help many parents who have been separated for years from their children. But at the same time, he says there still may be loopholes for corruption at the border, especially on the Zimbabwean side.
Yeah.
They will just tell you, don't have such documents, and they will ask for money. Yeah. And I think Dr. Swanda is back. Yes.
Yeah, Dr. Swanda, Dr. Swanda, Dr. Swanda, Dr. Swanda.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, yeah, also Dr. Swanda, do you know?
Yeah,
I'm going to call you. Yeah, I'm going to call you. Kutwa ke wena ngubona wako ubona ngani onoko kwethulwe lilizwe la South Africa ungathini ngakho
ngicabanga ukuthi le mithetho leyo ngiyazi ukuthi abantu abaningi abaphuma endaweni ezifana naseZimbabwe bangakujabulela kakhulu lokho ngoba kusho ukuthi ingane zabo mhlawumpe ezifunde eZimbabwe izokwazi ukuthi zibe nabomalayisha izikole mazivaleyo zizovakasha kodwa ayona into esingayijabulela lokho ngoba okokuqala kumele ukuthi abazali babekwazi ukuthi kubalulekile ukwaziwa ukuthi iy'ngane zondlele ngendlela efaneleyo na okokuthi nabazali noma behlukena ke sithi kume sihlukaniso phakathi kwabazali kufanele kube nesivumelwano uma kuzoba nokuhamba ekwemidlalo ethile ehamba leyo ingane ngoba abazali bethola ukuthi sebehlukene omunye ethatha ingane asuke ehambe nayo aye e-South Africa omunye efele ezimbabwe engakwazi kumela sivumelwano ngakho kubalulekile ukuthi iy'ngane zingatshontshwa umthetho uhlale ufana ngoba lo mthetho lona unekethise ebantwini ababuya ngaphandle kuphela kodwa izindlela ze-South Africa azivumelekanga ukuthi zingaphuma ney'ngane ngaphandle kokulandela yomgomo okukhomba ukuthi umthetho lowo uhlonipha kakhulu amalungelo abantwana balapha e-South Africa ukudlula abantwana abasuka ngaphandle kungakho kuthina lokhu asikubeki kuyinto enhle ngoba siyazikhathaza kakhulu ngamalungelo ayabantwana ngoba abantwana uma bangavele bathathwe noyibani ekugcineni bephela ngabantwana asebethethwe sikhuluma ngokuthi kumele abantwana abadayiswayo ukuthi makudayisa imizimbo e-South Africa basuka nekhaya bethengisa ukuthi bazoke basebenze la bafike badayise ukuthi kuza nakudala nakudala siyeza ukuthi amantombazana bethwalwa ngomalayiki esuke ezimbabwe athi uma efika emadodana abazali bafike bayadayisekana amadoda lapho umntwana athathe adayiswe ayohlala nendoda angayifuniyo ngoba engasenamali umalayiki efuna imali yakhe kumele sikhule sivumele namhlanje ukuthi kube nemithetho evumela ukuthi abantwana abaphila ngaphandle bangene ngaphandle kwezincwadi nemvume eyanele kusho lokho ukuthi sivumele iy'ngane zethu ukuthi zibe sengozini ukuthi ziphinde zithunjwe futhi zisetshenziswe ngabantu ngendlela abayithandayo akuyona into esinokuthi ayijabulele lokho
ye siyakuzwa kakhulu sicela ubambe khonapho-ke ifoni ngani iyakheleza sizabona iplan ukuthi singenza
njanihayi
sizabona iplan so uthi sithathe-ke uba besecingweni okwamanje sizakuthiwa-ke kulo baba ecingweni kunjani mfowethu? Sabona baba?
Yebo.
Ye kunjani umoyo?
Ye ngumoyo.
Ye uVolta Moyo, injani impilo baba?
Ayaphila phela kunjani?
Hayi impilile. Ye kulomthetho lo ukuthiwa mutsha lo ngathi ningawo.
Oh mina lo umthetho ngivumelani lawo ngoba uzafaka abantu engozini. Bekubuhle kunjana kulezi ncwadi ezivela kuma parents wonke ukuthi inxa umama efuna ukuhamba lomntwana omunye umzali laye uyasayina iaffidavit leya lasemaphoyiseni iyahamba ngale bhosi bafike bakudinge khonoku bekuprosesa ilungelo labantwana mayeawumthetho nalowo ungekeli ukukunanzelela khonokho abantwana abaningi bazatshontshwa uzakwazi njani ukuthi umntwana lutshontshwe loba katshontshwanga njengoba kungasela mthetho yakubavikela labo bantwana
ye so wena manje uthi kumele kwenziwe nxa kunje moya
no into kube lenye indlela evikela ilungelo labantwana kungazake kube emahlangeni ukuthi wonke umuntu othwele umntwana uyahamba laye kungaziwa ukuthi umntwana ngwake kumbe uso wakhe kumbe asithi nxa bekhuphe imithetho naleyo ukuthi kube zincwadi lezo akuhanjwe nama-birth certificate ukuthi lo othwele umntwana idingwe i-birth certificate kuye kubonakale ukuthi umntwana ngowakhe ukuthi ukuze abantwana bavikeleke le mpilo zabantu zibe ngcono ngoba kunjenje ngibona kukubi kakhulu
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ke imoyo sibongile ungathina kusasa baba
siyabonga
yeah so Mr. Volta Moyo fears that you know this new regulation may put children's lives in danger says especially when it comes to human trafficking says that's very dangerous and even in terms of prostitution I think that's the same thing that Mr. Vosumuzi Dube is saying
yes
yeah so I think these two agree on that score that this is a dangerous kind of move.
Yes, Dr. Sibanda, manga muchitsanangura nerurimi rwesho nanguva yazo dimukarunaro rwedu ndanda bvunza kuti munoti nemutemo mutsva vakadzikwa uyu vakasainwa na Minister we Home Affairs Sondrapera nemusi wechishanu kuti unga uchibvumidza kupinda nekubuda kwevana vasingazonzi ngavo nemaya magwaro pamusoro pe anenge avabvumidza kufamba angaita mapassport nezvimwe zvakadaro.
Dr. Swanda,
maybe we can cut the phone now and then we call you back because most of our listeners are saying the line is not clear. Maybe if we can call you back.
Okay.
Thank you. We are going to call you back.
Yeah, definitely.
Yes.
So the line was
Very bad. Listeners are saying, "Ajisikunzika, the line is not clear," and all that.
Yes.
I am not sure whether we have our other guest. Okay. Yeah, we're trying to get hold of Mr. Dewama Vinga, who is the Human Rights Watch representative in Southern Africa, and call us. So maybe you can read from our listeners on the
what we're getting from the people on Facebook. Remember that we are on VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and VOA Studio 7. These are our Facebook pages. Sakile Liline says, "Hey, kunzima bafowethu. Vele abantu laba sebenza sitshontsha ngoba sibona ukuthi lokhu kuya ngapi." Kuzobuya ke uGift M. Molusubeng uthi ngibukele babadube. Kuzobuya njalo lo Mavuso Jabalala uthi indaba yezalwane zeBrunaberg ezibotshiweyo ngamapolisa kuyayangisa, so lolo ngolunye udaba. Kuzobuya ke omunye obhalileyo uLions Mutonori uthi uqinisile ubaba uMoyo, siyamuzwa okukhulumayo sibili. I think he's referring to Mr. Walter Moyo,
mm-hmm.
was saying there are fears that children may be, you know,
kidnapped and trafficked.
That's it, trafficked. So then, utumolutle mapena, utila ubugele.
Kunoti ne wa anzi mkoma Shingi Dube waruti murisei pa Studio 7 aiwa tiruwa penyu Fraser Chicks Nathan anzi mutemo wawo warerutsira vanhu wakawanda asi zvine njodzi hombe yekubiwa kwevana asi thank you to Home Affairs of South Africa then Thomas Matambanadzo maskora sei pano aiwa taskora zvakanaka zvimwe chete kubva kuna Sibonilizwe Musipa Mpala varikubvunza taskora sei mukoma Samuel Danisa I think it's Danisa Mpofu.
Mm-hmm.
And there should be a letter from the police of the area they come from and a cell phone number that can be contacted with the child, identifying the voice of the person phoning. The phone should be done with the child and the officer without the other parent. Then Vivian Mponda anza zvisikunzwika. The line is not clear. Boas Jayagura zvakanaka hazvo but zvaida kutarisiswa. Pane problem apo. Well, there are mixed reactions. Some are saying it's good, but there need to be some checks and balances for this. Because I think the main concern is on the trafficking of children. We are yet to get back to Dr. Swanda and Mr. Diwama Vinga.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think we are having problems with the phones.
Yes, and we've got Kumalo Mafio Sten. We are palalapa ke enkundleni ye VO Indebele. Uthi khona linjani basakazi lo mthetho u right kakhulu into kufanele ibe khona ukuthi ingane ibe le affidavit so uyakhuluma lapho ukuthi affidavit is still needed you know in all this so uthi ngokuthi ingane ihamba nobani ngoba ingane iyadula ukudlula ukuza e South Africa ive ngena elamalungelo uhamba ebhadala engelamalungelo uhamba ebhadala yonke indlela. So he's saying you'll that you pay a lot of money if you've got a kid who doesn't have papers.
But that was so, before this law.
Yeah, he says even if this happens too, it's going to happen because people love money at the border.
They are used
to it. So they are used to
it. But you have the letter. Maybe I can read the letter.
Yeah, just
on that.
Okay, let me just.
Yeah, we can read the letter.
So it's in a way, can you read it so that people...
Yes, this came from the Department of Home Affairs head office, and it was an immigration directive number 22 of 2019.
Mm.
And the headline is, foreign children from visa-exempt countries entering or departing the Republic of South Africa. Then it was, I quote, I, Dr. P.A. Motsoaledi, MP, Minister of Home Affairs, as with the powers bestowed upon me in terms of Section 31(2)(c) of the Immigration Act 2002, decided to grant a waiver to foreign children from visa-exempt countries entering or departing the Republic from complying the provisions of Regulation 6, subsection 12(b) of the Immigration Regulations 2014. So this is the letter.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we'll continue. Let me hear from a caller at name Terere.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, I'm going to tell you. What is
it? Yeah, Tata.
Caller, what are you going to tell me?
Yeah, what is it?
What are you going to tell me?
I'm going to go to the house.
I'm going to go to the house.
We are now feeling like we have a passport, but we are not looking. But then, our women would come and say, "You can't be. You know, we are not going to be. So you can't be. You have to call in. You have to come 7 7. but nathe thathu mntwana ukuthi umntwana bevumela umntwana ukuthi khona ngakahambi yethu umntwana lona ngafika tshontsho ngale abanye imfula iya igcwele bafike ngale ethi uyachapha umfula lona ugcwele umntwana lona athathe ngamazibe icaleleni kwabantu
ye lapho abakujoyo ukuthi nxa kulo mzali onjengompofu esuka lo mntwana kobulawa industrial area khonapho uyavunyelwa ukuthi uthathe umntanakho kule ncwadi wena zokuthi uyengena kwale South Africa uthatha umntanakho liyechapha umngcele umntwana basabuzi lokuthi wena uvele umenjani umntwana ube suzichaphela lo mntanakho
asithi thina wena usegoli ngale ufuna umntanakho asuke ngapha eZimbabwe siya ngale ufike uthini komuntu uthi khona khona kabuye nalo umntwana lwana umntwana lwana afika akathe emfuleni nje sebemthathisa ngezinye iy'ndlela ezingayisizo kuzathiwani
hhayi lapho-ke thina esikubona lapha yikuthi bakhuluma ngabantwana abangahambi labanye abantu nxa ukuthi umntwana lowo eyigaide ubaba lowo kumbe umama lowo eyigaideni yomntwana I think bale ndlela yokuthi babona ukuthi wena ulobuhlobo laye yini kuzobuya ke khonoku ukuthi nxa asithi umalaija uhamba lo mntwana inxa zomntana akho sebekuvumela so khayazana kube njalo ukuthi bayakubona njani khonokho lami kungani kuthithanisa ingqondo kuthitha ingqondo lokho so khonapha ngangilaqinisa
hayi ngiyakuzwa Dube ngatsho kwazi thi nahlala ndifonela but ngihlala ninika inumba yami alimfoneli khonapho
hayi laa mntu asijayisibili ucingo lwazo lwabubula lapha umpofu wahlwa lithola ucingo so ke siyadaba ukuthi
sikufonele ngiyabonga kakhulu
but
into engiyifisayo ukuthi khonakhona beyenze kabayenze into ezikhululeke uyabona kwamanye amazwe anjengabo lokhu zeni amanye amazwe angale uyakwanisa ukuziphumela uzingenela ngale esouth africa uzingenela mozambique uzingenela zambia uzingenela lapha elokhu zeni kuthiwa ngabe egaberoni la uzihambela nje kungela mgoqo but indaba engakwenzi khonokho
so wena ufuna ukuthi kube ne-open borders umuntu wonke wala kahle
yes ngoba singabantu ba-african soke singabantu abamnyama
senguzwile mpofu so akuvula
amaumuntu azihambele ngene phume ngene phuma
aha so singazinzabuza abantu ukuthi ngiza ukuthi bathini ngakhonokhu okhuluma ngakho sibonge kakhulu mpofu ungathini lakusasa
oright niyabonga ngathi idola lami lingaphi
hawu liyabuya idola iyabuya mtaka
babaidola le-amerika phela liqakathekile ngapha ezimbabwe
hayi liyabuya so iyabuya ingwece utshane phansi
oright
thank you mpofu umbokele kakhulu so that is Mr. Mpofu
you owe him a dollar
he said send me $1
it reminds me of the gringo movie
yes
when dollar John Banda wanted his dollar
exactly so he wants his dollar so he says open the borders instead of allowing children whatever he says open the borders
we have Dr. Vusumuzi Swanda Beck and also we now have Mr. Diwama Vinga from Human Rights Watch but let me just finish this paragraph here where I was reading it's the minister says this means that foreign visa exempt children are no longer required to present a birth certificate parental consent letter or other supporting documentation such as a death certificate or court order when traveling with one parent / legal guardian or someone other than a parent / legal guardian so ndo mamirira zvakaita regai titambire vamavhinga vamavhinga togamuchirai muchirongwa
kadi hama chakadi chirongwa vateereri vese tinovakwazisawo nemufaro
aiwa tinotenda tina Dr. Vusumuzi Swanda varipo parunhare muchange muchikurukura pamwe chete navo asi tombonzwa kubvai kwamuri imi vamavhinga munoona sei kana kuti ndikande mubvunzo nechirongo kuti what's your take on this move or development by the South African Home Affairs Ministry of removing these stringent measures on foreign children traveling into South Africa or outside of South Africa?
I think we need to acknowledge that it simplifies things and matters for traveling parents, but it is a self-interested move. That was from a push by South Africa's tourism ministry because South Africa feels that their interest of attracting tourists was being undermined by this requirement. So So it is something that is in the interest more of South Africa that the Department of Home Affairs has taken this move. We have, as human rights lawyers in South Africa, many issues that we have been raising with regards to free movement and the movement of and the protection of the rights of migrants, refugees, asylum seekers, which have not been taken on board. But this one is particularly so because it has hurt South Africa's business interests, hence this positive move and change.
Mm. What about these questions being raised by some of our listeners about child trafficking fears?
Well, I think the real issue remains untouched, which is that of rampant corruption and porous borders that is not resolved or and is not exacerbated or worsened by this latest move. It is an issue that South Africa needs to address. There is rampant corruption and foreign travelers are often at the receiving end, being asked to pay bribes for them to get into South Africa to be able to travel with families, but also simply to get documentation. Dr. Vusimuzi Sibanda will tell you that we have serious issues about undocumented migrants. And at the moment, in Cape Town, we have almost 1,000 asylum seekers and refugees who are really protesting and asking UNHCR that they want to leave South Africa. So this is a huge crisis in Pretoria as well. But the authorities have not addressed these pressing issues that we are raising in South Africa.
Mm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Please do stay on the line. Before we go to Dr. Swanda, we have a caller who can speak both languages.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's a blessing.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Yes, Kala Gasindevele.
Yes. Yeah, Kala.
Yeah, okay, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, Sabola, ma'am.
Yeah, what's your name?
Nga pila, what's your
name? Sipili, le.
Ibizo.
Sipili, le. Kukumayo, sipili, le. Sipili,
le. Oh, what's your mama?
Ay, sipili, le. Sipili, le. Sipili, le. Ay, we have one here.
Ah, well, yes, one, kulu, kulu. Eh, akucho kutu wene utabalulu, kuti umuntu senga hamba, kule South Africa, ilo mtuana. Engalancwadi ezivezwa ukuthi umntwana ume njani isimo sakhe khona
into ekhona ukuthi kukavile okwakuqala ngokuthi umama ubengavunyelwa ukuthi akhambe lo mntwana ngaphandle kokuthi azuze incwadi evela kuvaba. So okwakathethi ukuthi sokuvuli ukuthi umama angahamba noma engelancwadi evela kuvaba. Kungcono as long as ama birth certificate abantwana sokuthanya naye ukuthi ule power and uyezwakala ukuthi umntwana ngowakhe. Because bekukhanya ngathi umntwana ngokababa kuphela, umama vele kala lungele lokuhamba nomntwana. Okwesi-two ukuthi kulabantu abathi abantwana bayajuntswa bayajuntswa, but amapolisa ayabe engaphi, imithetho ikhona, ama birth certificate ayabe khona. Umuntu ozatshontsha umntwana uyabe emtshontshela ukuthi kube njani. Siyakwazi ye ukuthi abantwana bayajontshwa, but the fact ngeyokuthi kakube fair umama laye ahambe labantwana, uyise ahambe labantwana. Nxa abantwana bebhathise ugogo, so kungcono ukuthi bonke abazali bangafaka izincwadi zabo kumbeni ama-birth certificate. Kukhona kube le something to prove ukuthi abantwana ngabakabani.
Uzwana ukuthi kuthiwa lapha Madube, Nkosikazi Dube, kuthiwa ke incwadi le ebhalwe yi-Foreign Affairs zabala ngesikhiwa. Ithi yabhala nti phezulu kolapha isithi sokulama-new regulations. Ibe sithi this means that foreign visa exempt children are no longer required to present a birth certificate, parental consent letter or other supporting documentation, such as a death certificate or court order, when traveling with one parent or legal guardian or someone other than a parent or legal guardian. So lapho kwama birth certificate uyabongelayo futhi.
Yeah, it's okay. Mina ngile example engikhuluma so kubuhlungu kimi ngoba kulabantwana abazalwa ngumntanami, but uyise uyalo ukuthatha i-birth certificate umntwana lo wazalelwe eSouth Africa. You find it makes it difficult ukuthi when uthatha umntwana lo anobuye la. Mina bengihambile kade eSouth Africa, ngisiyazama ukukhuluma lo yise. Last time futhi ngahamba 2017, lokhu ngisenza ama negotiations ukuthi ubaba lwana seba divorce lo mntana nami ukuthi bathathe birth certificate sokusibanzima so ukuthi ngibathathe abazukulu ngibuye la ngibuye labo ngaphe eZimbabwe sokusibanzima because of ubaba kumele siguqe size sisubuke amadolo lokuthi ngeke umuntu andiyabo
akuthi ke
kuba nzima but nxa sokunje so ngilike ukuthi ngihambe kathethi ngibuye labantwana ngapha it's so easy
ye nyawazi abantu
nakahlali labantwana umntana nami uyosehlupheka la kule xenophobia abantwana bayabhadalelwa esikolo yena akaparticipate anything so quite so kuba nzima ukuthi umama lwana ahlale labantwana kuba ebantwini abadivorsayo. But sometimes, of course, ukuthi kuyajonjwa abantwana kuyajonjwa yes. But abantu kababe be honest ukuthi uyanika umntwana umuntu amaziyo.
Hawu boni ke kolapho ke khulumile Mrs. Dube. So just briefly ngesikhiwa uyafisa ukukhuluma ngesikhiwa ufake just briefly.
In English, what I'm saying is that when you are two, it's okay. But if you have divorced, it becomes very difficult for one parent to be persuading one father to write an affidavit for you as a mother to go with your children.
Mm-hmm.
But now it's easier because you can take your children, your grandmother can also take those children and come with them to Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
Now people are not settled in South Africa. You can give your children to anybody who is coming home, and you remain working for them. Unlike persuading, if you have divorced, there is a big problem because it means you to be kneeling down and requesting that nonsense person who has already divorced and he will be already trying to fix you so that you end up paying something to him.
Now I think you can speak in turn of the joke.
Also, also Gibbs, maybe maybe you may have had children with two or three different mothers or fathers.
Yeah.
So which means you have to go to each parent.
Yeah.
And request for
get
that
request,
consent letter.
Uh-huh.
That's a
problem.
That's
a huge task.
Yes.
So maybe you can talk to him.
I mean, what might do it.
Mrs. Febi Dube, are you still there?
Ndafunga vaenda. Regai tinzwe kuna Dr. Swanda. Dr. Swanda, we heard from Mr. Mavinga and some of our callers who spoke after you. What's your take on that?
Well, I think, for example, if you listen to what Mrs. Dube was saying, look, she's got a particular case where she's talking about the problem that she has faced. But again, when people divorce, there is a legal guardian, and there is a custodianship of the children, which is decided by the court who's going to stay with the children. So it's unfortunate that sometimes our people don't know what the law really says and the provisions, because there is no one who can hold someone at ransom, you know, provided that we know who has got, if it's equal custodianship, you know, or alternate, you know, the parenting agreement in particular is very important. When parents divorce, they must have a parenting agreement. They must probably see a family advocate who will tell them about the importance of not using children to fight their own battles so that the children can enjoy the benefits of both parents, because it is parents that divorce and fight, but it is not the children. So now that we should then be seen to try and compromise, you know, the welfare of the children. I mean, you've just read, you know, basically what that provision says, to say the child travels without a birth certificate can be given any other person. I mean, in our view, like I was saying earlier on, that we actually have got quite a number. In about 2 years back or so, I remember a situation where we saw a 16-year-old that had been, I mean, you know, that was coming into the country without documentation. And, you know, because the child was allowed to come without documentation, and, you know, what she was exposed to, you know, and, I mean, at the border on the other side is just so gross. And it's a young lady that would have wanted to come into South Africa. And I think, you know, because of that, then you get that a lot of these young kids that even run away, you know, to come into South Africa. We've got another case here of a young child who's at school. And had it been not for the fact that there is a mother and, you know, she can only travel with the mother, that child would have been taken, for example, to travel outside the country with some white men that she was already starting to run away, you know, with, and agree that, you know what, she's in love with. A 54-year-old, and we're talking about a 16-year-old child. So what is very important is to realize that the safety of our children, we cannot allow, you know, South Africa to, you know, trivialize the importance, you know, of the lives of migrant children. I think like what Ms. Mavinga was saying, I mean, Mr. Deo was saying that, look, South Africa here is considered its tourism industry, that it is suffering because, you know, a lot of people are not coming in. So there are quite a lot of issues, like, you know, the issues of documentation, you know, that we see that needs to be done. But in this particular instance, we need to be very particular to say, as much as this will allow children to come into the country easily, particularly for foreign parents, but are these children safe?
Safe. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Dr. Swanda. Please do stay on the line. We have a caller. Tinemuteri Gibbs. Ano. Kuluma nekutaura, nekuspika. Ndiyo mdobo tanga wa ini manji. Smagadi.
Baba, ajonga.
Ndiyo anavu.
Mkwasha mkulu enyika, mkwasha mazezuru.
Mkwasha mazezuru, koteka kufone raifuti nukuti wanko mfone enyo haisiku nyato nzuika.
Network. Ndiyo kusina network.
Yeah, I think we better call you again. We are calling you back. Because the connection is poor. Thank you so much. Mkwasha Mazezuru anonzi vankomo. Yes, he's the only non in law.
Mkwasha Mazezuru.
Yeah, Mkwasha Mazezuru.
Kujalo choka. So, let me go back to Mr. Mavinga. So, Mr. Mavinga, there are these fears that children may be, you know, trafficked and all those kind of other things. So now, how best can the South African government handle this kind of a thing?
I think we need to put things into the proper context. We are advocates for the rights of children, and we oppose and condemn trafficking. But what we need to know is that the moves by South Africa were quite unusual. Even across the African continent, it was beyond, over and above the normal rigorous checking processes that are required. So South Africa is not scraping completely, but is moving back to a level along with other African states in terms of requirements. Because when you have valid documents, there are other ways ensuring that you curb and prevent unauthorized travel for children, especially where there are disputes. There are court processes. You know that in all countries, including in Zimbabwe, the High Court is the upper guardian for every child. So that remains in place. So people get worried because this is really a step back from excessive requirements.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mavinga. Please do stay on the line. Regaiti muzauti vateri, warukuti inouti nasi wanenga wane chidikwa dikwa chikunyora Gibbs. Regaiti mbutu verenge shoma. Tichi tulisa wadarawedu mafemu. Anzina Viveni Mponda. I think here we have to say thank you, South Africa, because what is our own government doing for us? We apply for a child passport. It takes a year for a baby who is less than 1 year. Mm-hmm. People are suffering at the end. People are staying without documentation. So I think it is a very good idea what the South Africa government did. We thank you. Now Zimbabwe is to offer passport to those kids so that it will be easy for both ways. Then, Danisa, you are looking at those with passport. What about those? They have nothing. Anzitine mwa mtereri Gibbs. Tisozoveri nga tishins kwa mtereri. Hello?
Hello, Magadi.
Takasimba ndia nabo?
Mr. Ndonga.
Mr. Ndonga, waru kupia?
Ndi Muharare.
Ah, ndafunga wati Ndonga iri chupinge. Aiwa. Taurai venyo wa Ndonga.
Aiwa, hii waita sakanaka, vana wanombora ni mapirinza, osaka, zini sakanaka chesu, kwasi, zini zirugu neza mzimbabu, muno msaka, noto, kuru zira chose kita asa, idano sakanaka chose.
Kwa wariku chema kuti wana wane kona kushitanga kubiwa manji, muna anungu taro ndindru kufamba ni mwana wendine mvumo yake, apana mapepa, andra kizaoti, mwana atakuru wanani?
Izo zagara zirungo itika makango zora wana rungo biwa kana mabota jamba rungo kurosa wasina ni kini ma passport saka tinongo wa zini zaja ziri kwese sakare saka ngo na kila uwe saidi zogo shatila uwe saidi asi pakuti wana wana ni mapereza haida nurakanaka chosu.
Ah, thank you so much, Mr. Ndonga. Thank you. That's Mr. Ndonga who is supporting this move. He says that's a very welcome development because it gives the opportunity for both parents and children to see each other.
Yeah.
Some, you know, haven't met for years.
For years, now yes. They're going to see each other.
Yes,
yeah.
And on the issue of child trafficking, he says it still happened even during these stringent measures. Still trafficking happened, border jumping happened. Yes, let me welcome Mukwasha wangu, Mukwasha wa Mazezuru, Mr. Nkomo. Ubaba Nkomo, utini?
Baba jonga ndiri right zangu
ndakasimba mukwasha ndoda mombe dzangu vanhu vese vanzwe kuti mukwasha wamazezura asata arora
murewa zvinoto uya kusachawo zvakawandisa futi
ndoza tiri kudai dzodzo
pane pame futi pandaida kutuma kuti moenda kunzagira muwechitu
pakanaka makangoya nemombe chete asi wechitu wacho totanga tagara
America ndiri kukutuma kuAmerica iko
totanga tagara pasi newe kutanga tonzwa pfungwa dzake hatingobvumidza kuti mutore wechitu chibva mapinda mudariro wangomo nyayenyu ndiye iri mudariro tipe itinzwe munoti
Morosaya Dube baba jonga
ndikuzangu kunjani kopo
mutemo mutemo dhuve mirai ndimbo kutaurirai
yehe
izo South Africa investment yavo vari kuinvesta handichingoziva munhu ukapinda muri 40 munotobhadhara vaubvunza kuti munobhadhara mari mune mari yamuchaspenda kusouth africa izvo zvasarira isusu nyika yezimbabwe handiti muri kuzinzwa hapana mwana wezimbabwe akarejistwa anofanira kubuda asina kudhindisa passport kubhodha unofanira kudhindisa mapurisa ekuzimbabwe migration vakadhidzira basa ravo mai mabuda zvakanaka endai mosvika kubotswana futi modhindisa if you are crossing via botswana kana uchienda bed bridge wodhindisa wopinda ikoko zvakanaka izvozvo but kune makoronyera munozviziva tinozviziva izvozvo kune vanhu vadangerous people vanogona kutora advantage iyoyo wosvika kumusha wotora vana vari vega wonyengera ndatuma kuti ndivezotora ningi naningi woenda kotengesa vana vedu zvasarira nyika yedu yezimbabwe kuti vaise mutemo wakaoma kuti chibuda uchiziva kuti mwana ndewako ari kuzivikana nemapurisa nechichi ilalisa maoko ezvino vari kutuka vanhu ndarwadziwa sere kunzanzi mazimbabwe nanonhuhwa kusouth africa hawisinedini tidi kunhuhwa chii kana vachinzi vanhu vatuka vana vedu kuti vari kunhuhwa usabvumire mitemo yemanext door ichipinda penyu munokuvara
thank you chirova ine ndebele yekungoti ga
zvanini vati vakiti ndingabvumeri ntonjaro dhuve senzakana tive seseri pemberera ichinzi tapembera sesitavile sitavele into ezingasebenziyo mthetho yesouth africa the investi vainvesta vainvesta kange nanguchele ebotswana lapa ebotswana sevarilasi mutemo kuti asiyenzera amapemiti lamapemiti abantu basebenze emapulazini basebenze ngaphi ngaphi ukwenzela ukuthi abantu babuye bavuse ibhotswana ibhotswana isivukukile ngabantu bezimbabwe dube sekulihlaza manga izingadi ngaphi ngaphi emapulazini ngabantu bezimbabwe thini umthetho wethu welizwe awubophe umuntu wonke ophuma lo mntwana engayiso wakhe lobe ngowakhe kaphume sazakana ukuthi uphume ngowakhe uphume ebese siyadindisa isouth africa layimukele ukuthi uphume ngomthetho singavumeli siphonge ukuthi imithetho yonke ebuya sesithaba yabona abantu abethu kathe sesibazele kathethi dwe abasawazi umthetho wakudala ukuthi kwakuhlonipha umama ahlonitshwe nxa elotsheliwe ekhaya ahlonitshwe aphume kuhle umtshato ube ngumtshato sekungamanzwakenzwake lokhu akuvunyelwa lokhu
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu ye Nkomo sibonge kakhulu Nkomo
hayi lapho thina sifunakwazi uyaphilize lilo mthetho abantwana bahlale kuhle dube
hantsho phela
bangafani le mbuze uyakwazi ukuthi kufana nani dube inzayi babajonga zakafana nekusungira mbuzi pamuti woyipa majija uchimirira munhu ari kubva kugori kuti uyezourayiwa aisingaziva kuti iri kurayiwa hatizvite izvozvo wedu mutemo ndewedu wenyika yedu chirime chibate nenzungu nembambaira
nemadhumbevangomo muchidimu tongoti imi muri kukurudzira divi rezimbabwe kuti vadzike mutemo wekuti hapana munhu anofanira kubuda nemwana
chipikirwa
kuti hapana anofanira kubuda nemwana
eyalola izibra lezanda belweni kukhiphirwa dizi mthetho sasingabulala amabhunu sasikhipha umthetho kwakuthiwa ngujoshua Nkomo wathi asibulala amabhunu sikhipha umthetho omubi yokuthi kuthiwa there is a dog an african ebhabhunu ewatwat nanakutshele dube ngakahamba le nyethiwa ndisafunda mina engicelile kumama esithi siye edorobheni fike edorobheni laphana uhamba ngento ngenjelumayo uthe sithi mina ngisale emoteni engena kobomikilezi kunuka isinkwa kuphela usemphathelini isinkwa lekhokho uhamba ngihleki abantwana besikolo bevele esikolo bengihleka lami umntwana wesikolo bengihleka ukuthi ilindinja enehambe siyawudla into ezimnandi that is not good
hayi siyakuzwa
bakithi from planti to mrewa mrewa to wati pasi
Thank you.
Ndatenda zvangu inini pachirongwa ndakaida kuti ndive joined pa group then ndasati ndabata kuti vamwe vasvika pati
tiri kutaura nenyaya yemutemo mutsva wakaiswa kuSouth Africa wakasainwa naminister weHome Affairs sondo rakapera wekuti vana vanenge vachipinda muSouth Africa havachasungirwa kunge vaine mamwe magwaro akaita semaafidavit macourt papers nezvimwe zvakadaro zvinoita kuti vange vachibvumidzwa kufamba nemumwe munhu asiri mubereki asiri vabereki vese vari vaviri
mutemo wakadarewo unotipedzera vana hauna kutomborurama nokuti vana vedu vachanyangariswa zvizhinjisa ndikangofunga zvandafunga endichaba mwana and ndogona kumunyengerwa zvokuti anobva ava neukamaneni hwakasimba then vanhu vakawanda vacharuza vana vachingonzia nokuti zvakasununguka kuti munhu aite 24 nemwana zvanenge anenge ane mufungo wake mwoyo wakanaka but kazhinji unenge wakatoipa zvokuti muchaona kuti kushekwa kwevana ichagara irimo pamuromo yavanhu ende panenge patova nenhamba hombe yekukwirira kuti vanhu varikushevavana kuti ko vari kunyangariswa nani
amai Mungoni ndanzwa mumwe muteereri wedu abva kutaura mai manje vanoitwa vamukomo vachitaura ivo kuti no regai South Africa iise mutemo wayo asi Zimbabwe inofanira kudzika mutemo wakaoma pane vanenge vachida kuyambukawo nevana munoti ngoti dimu 30 seconds tidzokere kuna vasiwanda nguva dzaakupera
zvakanaka hazvo asi inyaya yekutambudzika futi zvekuti munhu azosiya zvevana kuno kuZimbabwe futi zvichizi ichenge chichirema nekuti zvose kwose kwangu vakutsva kumusana nekudumbu
Thank you so much. Apana, thank you so much. That's our caller, Jenny Oromai Mungoni. She says that she is not supporting that move, Gibbs, because of the fears of child trafficking. Yes.
I think Dr. Spanda is still there, right?
Yes, still, he's still there.
Dr. Spanda, loku sa konekte ngani ba? Yeah, so Dr. Spanda, in brief, you have heard all these people, you know, expressing different opinions, but I think the bottom line is some people are saying they fear for the lives of their kids. So what should be done on the Zimbabwean side to protect kids from what these parents are saying?
Well, I think from the Zimbabwean side, Zimbabwe can also introduce its own laws to protect, you know, the children going in and out, you know, to ensure that, you know, parents are with the rightful, you know, claimants either as a father or a mother, and that the other parent is aware that, you know, the child is going to go out of the country. Because once the child, for example, is taken out of the country, if it's a divorce kind of a situation, the other parent may not be able to even know where they are in South Africa, in Polokwane, and would never even see their child. So we need laws that, in a way, protect the interests of the children, just like what South Africa has on its own citizens. Because its citizens, it's very strict, it's clear. You cannot take a South African child without appropriate documentation. I think we need to stick to that.
So now, do you think that South Africa may at least you know, discuss some of these issues with the Zimbabwean counterparts to come out with maybe a better way of doing things?
Well, not obvious. South Africa will not do that. I mean, South Africa is interested in the bottom line in terms of, you know, what it itself and what is coming into South Africa. So it's concerned about South Africans and not at all about what is happening in the other countries. So I know they will not be discussing that at all because it does not help, you know, their agenda, which is to maximize profit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, paka oma ipapo. Total saidu nguwa zinge ziru kuti manyei Dr. Siwanda. Manzuka waka wanda waru kuchema kuti dambudziko ombe riripa kuchika kuti wana wana kuna kubiwa. Asipane wa uya nefungwa ya kuti regai South Africa ise mtemo wayo. Zimbabwe inofana kusunga zisimbe panyaye kuti wana wangu buda. Zizu wa munga tauro.
Katika tano tuto kuti chaguo tanga tunonzwa endo taka ona nzuri zote wanazoro zote South Africa ine constitution ya kanaka kudarika nyika desu zimwe taka wanda panaku zatuto ndo zote chini chaka naka chino emurwa chino na uti chaka naka chini tuwa pa saka mtemo iye kuchengete zavana chino iwona mu South Africa South Africa itendiri vana wayo vachungu enda kwese kwese kana munhu mu South Africa chibuda pano achienda nevana ano tosungirwa kuti aine mapepa ese akakwana nekudaro tuto kuti Zimbabwe kana kupi kwese ngatine mtemo inofanana inochengetedza kodzero dzevana kuti tizive kuti vanoda habiwi tingada zvedu kuti tifambe zvinhu zvitirire nyore kuti titore vana vedu nokuti kuZimbabwe kune economize kuita zviri zvakanaka asi hazvitibatsiri uye zvinoisa vana vedu munjodzi.
Ndizvo zvo chaizvo.
Yes, so kekoroke okatokurira kuchongo kuti abantu bangani bakatazekile kuti abantu vanavaye bepuma vengena bepuma vengena. Kune mteto yini ngabunjwa baba Dube ukuti eZimbabwe kona ngale kube lokungathwa hayi abantwana kumele bephume kodwa sokubonakala ukuthi ngabantwana bakabani.
Ngicabanga ukuthi imithetho njengoba besasho ukuthi imithetho lo ofakwe South Africa, iSouth Africa yona kayivumeli izizalwane zeSouth Africa ukuthi ziphume nengane zingena amaphephane leyo okufana nama birth certificate, ama unabreed neyincwadi zasenkantolo. Imithetho emihle enza ukuthi kulondolozwe amalungelo abantwana. Nathi siyagqugquzela ukuthi amazwe wonke, hayi nje kuphela iZimbabwe, amazwe wonke afake imithetho ehlonipha njalo egcina abantwana bephephile. Ngoba sibona abantwana behlala bedingwa nsuku zonke sokuthi abalahlekile badlwenguliwe kwenziwe ini. Asenzeni konke singanelisa ukuthi noma kuzoyenzakala kodwa imithetho kayibe khona evikela abantwana yikho sikugqugquzelayo lokho.
Thank you Dr. Swanda, please do stay on the line. Timbonzo kwa kune vatereri hanzi ne vatereri vanyora pano mkoma Robert Nyanjoa hanzi it is a good idea because we need each other to grow. Thank you South Africa government. Ndofunga nambo iverenga kuita Jane Mukwereza maskwera sei mose mose aiwata skwera. Samuel Danisampof, I think they are putting children's lives at a very big risk. We have experienced a lot of child and human parts trafficking in the past. Who requested for such a porous legislation? This is unacceptable. The documents should be left in force or even made tougher. Let's protect our children. And ko we are mkoma Vivian Mponda, nifunga wangu wachipindura zanga zataurwa na mkoma Danisa. Then mkoma Samuel Danisa Mpofu wadzoka shokara tukanza. I mean both Mr. Mponda. There is a business in South Africa in human parts. We don't have to be carried away. Who knows their plans behind such a dangerous offer? And funga wati urumende inga isa mchemwe inenge ichi kanganisa vanasa izuzu. Mkoma Fraser Chicks Sinathan, and thank you so much Mr. Nkomo for a wise advice. Dufunga mkwasha wemaze zuru mfungwe ya hata ura yeguti Zimbabwe ingawa ziko mchemwe ya kawuma ine itakutewa na wasango buda. Ndosa kawaru kutendu kwa panapu.
And you know we're talking about this issue at a time when a 21-year-old woman Simpiwe Mlilo actually appeared in court today, you know, facing charges of abducting and kidnapping a 4-year-old kid from Bulawayo. So now the kid was allegedly, you know, kidnapped on the 30th of October. And, you know, she said, told the court that it was under the impression that a certain guy who operates between South Africa and Zimbabwe was going to take the kid down to South Africa, maybe for ritual purposes. He's not yet, you know, too clear. So now she's going to be sentenced tomorrow. And she was promised only 500 rand. You know, that is going to be your payment for bringing this kid. So which means this guy was going to take the kid across the border without papers, without nothing.
Yeah, but you know
maybe that's why people are having this kind of fear. Yeah.
Similar case, Gibbs, where one of the parents, one was in Zimbabwe, the father was in Zimbabwe living with the child, and the mother was in South Africa. And the mother approached some Malaysia guys to help bring the child from Zimbabwe. Yeah. And the only way was to kidnap the child and take him to South Africa. So parents were also involved in such.
That's right. So maybe that's why people are a bit skeptical.
Yes.
Dr. Spanda, your last word, sir.
okugcina ngokuthi njengabazali, everyone who's a parent, I think what we need to do is we need to choose the easy way out. Let us do everything possible to protect our children. You know, even if it is difficult, let's allow these laws that ensure that human sanctity and the dignity of children is preserved.
Thank you so much, Dr. Spanda. I wish to thank Dr. Spanda and Mr. Duma Vinga. Signing off is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C., saying, let's meet again next time.
And I'm Jonga Kandemiri, hoping you stay well. Until we meet again here on Studio 7 Live Talk, good night.